Every year, hundreds of hikers take on the grueling Pacific Crest Trail over the Sierra Nevada and Cascade Mountains. This adventure is not easy. The new movie Wild, which opened this past week, shows what the months-long journey can be like. Reporter Lisa Morehouse visited the trail last summer and talked to hikers who had finished the whole 2,650 miles of it. And she found that the only thing they talk about more than their aching feet is food. They have to carry it all, except when they get surprised by a little trail magic.
At a really beautiful but tough, steep patch of the Pacific Crest Trail near the Sonora Pass in California, a slight blonde woman in a cowboy hat carries a huge backpack. Her name is Shannon Pepper.
A.K.A. Pan from Missoula, Montana. Saying hard times ain't gonna rule my mind, sugar.
Pan's been hiking for more than 2 months.
When you're on trail and you're carrying all of your own meals, it can get really scary when you are close to being out. And I feel like I have a little better perspective on what it really means to be hungry. And we live in a society of plenty, and there isn't plenty when you have to carry all of it.
The whole herd.
But plenty is what Pan finds when she walks into a picnic area where Hank Magnuski, trail named The Owl, has set up the Sonora Pass Cafe.
I'm The Owl. I'm your host here.
Oh, wonderful.
Help yourself.
Magnuski smiles as he brews up gourmet coffee on a portable stove.
Folks are doing 25 miles a day. It's like a marathon every single day for 6 months. And trail magic helps alleviate the pain.
Trail magic. That's any serendipitous help offered to hikers. Water or free rides or hiker-friendly food. Magnuski's actually a Silicon Valley engineer, but he's volunteered on a trail crew at the Sonora Pass for years. He realized how barren it is, even this picnic area.
There's nothing here but trees and a privy. The thought of a full-blown cafe in the middle of the wilderness just seemed like a neat idea.
So about a decade ago, he started setting up the Sonora Pass Cafe a few weekends each season. Today, Pan and other hikers with trail names like Gotta Walk, Pesky, and Laugh Track gather around.
Gotta do what you're told.
This is a crazy surprise. Yeah.
We have the classic, beautiful, like, fresh fruit.
He's got delicious beer.
There's a chocolate cake that you can't even imagine on the trail.
Also Wi-Fi. So currently I'm blogging.
Here comes the cookie.
Kat Addison, trail name Cat Dog, is from Bend, Oregon. She hasn't come down off the trail to rest or replenish her pack in 9 days.
When I got to the trailhead on the other side, I saw this little sign that there was trail magic. I started to cry because I was so tired. So I'm so glad to be here.
Addison's 62, and she's through hiking the trail for the first time.
The Sierras have kicked me around a little bit. I mean, I've had a couple meltdowns, a couple face plants. Didn't feel too good. People always say the trail provides, and sometimes it does.
Now, there's color in the cheeks and light in the eyes of the hikers as they throw on their packs and head out for a few more hours on the trail.
Congratulations on that 1,000 miles.
For NPR News, I'm Lisa Morehouse at the Sonora Pass.
And it's all downhill from there.
To the Columbia River?
To the Columbia River, that's right.